Hello and welcome back to the Catch the Blitz show, season two. We are back after a very, very long summer break. I'm Thomas Parkin, joined by Christian Catanacci. Cat, how have you been, man?
It's great to be back. It's great to be back. Feels like it's been about 4 years since we last ripped up the show. But season two, we're back. The off season was felt slower than normal, just because I feel like it was very front loaded.
Yeah, we had such a crazy February and March.
Yeah, just sort of died down after. But man, I'm good to be back. Enjoyed my summer. Played a ton of golf. I just got back from Florida, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I look pretty. I'm burnt. I can tell you that much. Underneath this shirt, I've never been to Florida. We usually go at Christmas time, but in the summer it was like 105 degrees. Couldn't stand on the sand, and I'm a big sunscreen guy. So if you see me, I'm wearing sunscreen 100% if I'm on the beach. And I thought I was putting a lot of sunscreen on myself, but still beat it, and I am burnt. I went to go shower this morning. I got back at 4 a.m. last night. I went to go shower this morning before I came here. And you know when you're so sunburnt and like you can't shower in warm water? So I took my first like freezing cold shower, and actually, you know what? It wasn't that bad. So I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake for the season two, episode one showdown.
That's good. Not good that you had the New York Giants offensive line of sunscreen on you, but it's good that you're wide awake.
It felt like that for sure.
We got a big show today. Obviously, it has been the off season. This is our first show back, so why not preview the season?
Yeah, I love it.
Like you said, it was kind of a boring-ish summer in terms of NFL news and all that. It seemed like we were just waiting on a Deshaun Watson suspension for weeks. That was like the one big thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad that summer's over because obviously, especially where we live, it's literally like 2-3 months of nice weather the whole year, and then it's going to start to get pretty cold pretty quickly.
It's bittersweet because when the summer starts to end, you know football's on the horizon.
Which is the best time of the year,
right? But then it's also not the best time of the year in terms of weather, right? Because then it gets freezing, and then come December, January, it hurts to go outside. We won't get into that. But if you're down south watching this, I'm very jealous of you. I'll say that.
I'm actually heading down south in a couple weeks. Week three, Miami, Buffalo. I'll be in the building to watch Tua live for the first time. So that's a big
the Cheetahs thing I'm excited about. Miami.
Did you see that throw yesterday? Oh, man.
First play of the game, though.
I think so. I didn't even get to watch the game last night.
I also got
this
great big Yeti. My dad makes fun of me here because it's huge. It's 1.36 liters. But
those things are in. A buddy of mine
one of these a day. Sometimes I go through two.
It
depends.
Keeps it cold. Mm-hmm. Last thing before we really get into it, because I don't know if you can see on camera, it's probably blinding you, but, I got my ring on over here. It's my Ghost Super Cup ring. I got my fantasy draft on tonight. So that's another big part about why this time of the year is like, it's bittersweet, but it's also so exciting because football's back. I got one fantasy draft tonight, another one on Tuesday. I think I got another one the week after. So that's always exciting too. But I don't know how much fantasy we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be previewing the NFL season, divisions, standings, playoff teams, non-playoff teams, award winners, all that fun stuff.
And we're most likely not going to say your favorite team's going to win the Super Bowl, so just a warning, you know, keep those comments. Just take it easy on us, first episode back, but if we don't say that your team's going to win the Super Bowl, you know, it's no hard feelings.
So everyone, you know, watching, they obviously have a team. We both have teams. If you watch season one, you know I'm a Dolphins fan, you're a Cowboys fan, but we also have our honorary podcast teams. Last year it was Pox Chiefs, and I've been a huge closet Chiefs fan for a long time. And you did this weird, unfair bandwagon on the Patriots, and I'm so glad backfired.
That's what's gonna happen here too. I'm gonna say a team right now,
and you're gonna switch. I don't switch up. That's the thing. About me. The Chiefs were like 3-4 last year. The Chiefs were 3-4, and I said these guys are gonna be still the best team in the AFC. I know they didn't make the Super Bowl, but they were very, very close. All right. That's another big thing about today's show. We're unveiling our teams, or at least I'm unveiling my team for the 2020.
I'll unveil my team too. But
you're unveiling your team for the first 3 weeks.
It's
because you're a cheater. But whatever.
Because come week four, I'll be able to watch some of these teams because I don't watch preseason. I'm not a preseason guy, but I start to have a sense of who I'm going to deem my team as. So that's why I took the Patriots after week five. Mac Jones, the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's a good tip to start off the show. All right, do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, so last year, obviously the Chiefs. I still have a lot of love for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is one of my favorite players in the NFL. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I know the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill to my Dolphins, which I love reminding people of. I still think they're going to be good, but not good enough to have the honors of being called Pox Chiefs. This year, my team, and I'm getting ahead of the curve with this one. I'm proud to announce that the team will be called Pox Lions. Oh, the Lions. Now, let me defend my claim. I have a couple buddies that are Lions fans, and I can share the sort of feeling of suffering being a Dolphins fan for so long. It's hard to watch your team be so bad. I love the Lions rebuild. I've watched a lot of the Hard Knocks clips. Dan Campbell, he's awesome, so electric. I honestly think they're building a really good roster. Defense, you know, linebacker, secondary still needs a bit of work, but you know, that front line's great. They're building through the trenches. The offensive line's one of the best units in the league. The wide receivers are sort of coming through. I honestly think we'll see how Goff does this year. I like Jared Goff, but I think this team's going to be set up in a couple years to be dominant once they get like a true, you know, marquee quarterback prospect. So I'm getting ahead on this one. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to be better than people think this year. It's Pox Lions in 2022.
I laugh because it's funny because I knew you before the show. I'll give you a little rundown. He was not telling me his team.
Yeah.
He wouldn't tell me it, but I knew deep down that it was going to be. I was like, he's going to say the Lions, isn't he? He's going to say the Lions. And as soon as he said it, that was my reaction. But I do think the Lions are going to be pretty solid. I don't know if they're a playoff team, like you said, still in a tough division, two tough teams. And the Bears, I don't know about the Bears. They're a hard team to read. But the future outlook, like if we're talking 2-3 years down the road, I really do like what the Lions are building and the in terms of identity with Dan Campbell. I really, really do like it. And he's a personal favorite. I think he's a fan favorite. He's becoming a fan favorite for a lot of people, right?
Campbell, yeah.
So look, that's a solid team. And before I get into mine, for those that have listened, and Pac might know, there's a little pet that I have. He's one of my favorite players in the league. And I have rode for this man for years. And it's not the Cowboys, so it's not my favorite team, but he is arguably one of, if not my favorite player that doesn't play for the Cowboys.
Did you just refer to a professional NFL athlete as a pet of yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure
that my pet. That right. Like, you know, when you love your pet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pet. This is my player.
Probably like 6'4", 250.
He's my pet player.
Okay.
He's not 6'4". He's actually a little smaller.
Maybe it's Tua.
And that is, I'm gonna introduce it like Pac said. My team for the 2022 season will be called the Cats Panthers.
Oh, okay. You know what? I was actually thinking you were going to say the Saints.
I'm going Baker Mayfield. But Baker,
I didn't know that you love
Baker. Baker Mayfield. And let me get you. I'm gonna go on record and I'm gonna say this before we get into our. This is a little prediction because we haven't set them yet. But the Panthers are going to make the playoffs this year.
Wow. Okay.
And Baker Mayfield, if you look, most of you people. I assume you still live with your parents if you're younger. I still live with my parents. I already told my parents, I'm taking out the mortgage for the house and I'm putting it on week one, Baker Mayfield masterclass against the Browns. I know Deshaun Watson's not playing, but Baker Mayfield's going for 550 yards and 5 touchdowns the first week. Mark this. We're going to go back and we'll replay this after he does it.
Don't do the mortgage thing, though. Don't do that.
If you want to.
No, don't do that. No, not if you want to. Don't do that.
I will be doing that.
Okay. You don't have to follow what he's doing.
With the winnings, and then I'm going to hedge it, and I'm going to take him to win, make the playoffs. Because Baker Mayfield, the man that's been counted out ever since his days in high school, he was a walk-on at Texas Tech. Then he walked on to Oklahoma. From Oklahoma, became the first overall pick. Browns fans forget that they had 900,000 quarterbacks before Baker Mayfield. They ran him out of town, made the playoffs. They were a game away from going to the AFC Championship against the Chiefs. Ran him out of town for a guy that we're not going to get into. And now he finds his way in Carolina, where he is going to prove so many people wrong. And I can't wait for it. I will be riding for it. And I know I said that my team might change in week 4. My team won't change. Maybe there'll be another team that comes on. So it might be Cats, Panthers, but my Panthers, I'm going to be ride or die for them this whole season. I can't wait for Baker Mayfield to prove every single person wrong. I can't wait for it.
I like Baker, and I really like Carolina. I think it's a situation sort of similar to what he had in Cleveland. Maybe not as good in terms of like how they're built up front in the offensive line, but I've always said for a while, like, Carolina has a ton of young talent on defense.
They're good,
really,
man.
Really special.
Their coach just stinks.
He's got decent weapons. If McCaffrey can stay healthy, like, that's such a huge boost to have for a quarterback. I don't know. I think Baker's a lot better than what he showed last year just because he was so banged up. And I think Cleveland definitely did him a little dirty.
Oh, definitely.
Showing him the door. But I'm excited to see. And that division's pretty wide open, too. Especially, I think the whole NFC in general, and we're going to get to that in a second. But the wild card spots in the NFC is sort of anyone's game in my eyes.
Yeah. I just want to see Baker grab the flag. You know, I want college Baker to be back in Carolina.
He plants the flag week one in Cleveland.
But it's not in Cleveland. I thought it was in Cleveland. That's why. It's okay. Maybe we can pretend it's in Cleveland. So just so plant the flag there. Oh, I'll be hyped. But take it to the grave. Baker Mayfield. If you want to listen to Pac, don't do the mortgage thing. I'll do the
definitely
mortgage
thing. Definitely don't do the mortgage thing.
I'll do the mortgage
thing. That's not advice from the show. There's zero. I'm just trying to remove all liability from us on our end.
Hey, listen, I'm going to talk right into the mic here.
Whenever you do this, it always ends poorly.
Baker Mayfield, lock week one masterclass, over touchdowns, whatever it is. I haven't even looked at it yet. Mortgaging. Over yards, lock it. I'm already putting my week. I will go so far that I will take Carolina in Survivor. I'll put proof. We'll have a proof. After a week one show, I'll have a screenshot, my Survivor entry. Mind you, $400 an entry here.
Yeah, you're acting like it's some bold claim, like they're playing against Deshaun Watson.
Panthers.
They're playing against Jacoby Brissett.
You're sleeping. Everyone's sleeping on Baker. I don't care.
No, I'm not sleeping on Baker. I'm
Cats, Panthers. Mark it in. Cats, Panthers, and Pox, Lions. Those are your teams.
You know what?
Our teams.
I'm glad you sort of picked a team that's in the similar boat with the Lions. Maybe the Panthers are a little bit better. Because this is like, now we can actually have sort of a friendly competition of who wins more games.
Do the
games.
Panthers play the Lions this year?
That I have no. They should actually. They're both last place last year.
They do, December 24th.
Oh, Christmas Eve, man. Holy. They just keep getting better and better.
What if that's a fighting for a playoff spot? They're talking about predictions.
They're both in the wild. No, maybe one of those teams is going to be good. One of them is going
to
be disaster.
Maybe we'll have to watch that game live on YouTube if we have to. We'll title it the Christmas Eve Cat Pox Showdown. Yeah. Lions versus Panthers.
Both teams vying for a shot in the playoffs. But all right, speaking of playoffs, let's get into our, I guess we'll do the division predictions first. We'll run through every single division and we'll just sort of give our order. We won't say who our playoff teams are.
We'll do that after.
And then at the end, we'll just read our AFC playoff teams and our NFC playoff teams.
Yeah.
We'll begin with AFC.
Division by division, yeah.
And we'll start with AFC North. Last year was pretty crazy how things went with the Bengals. Nobody expected them to win.
Well, the Ravens Ravens had the number one seed in the NFL's.
Yeah, and then they got all those injuries, and they just totally fell apart down the stretch. They were rolling.
They lost to the Dolphins on Thursday night.
We ruined their season, and now we play them week two. Should be a fun one. All right, AFC North, you have the honors. Go ahead.
All right, so this is I'm a big Bengals guy too. I know I mentioned that that I have a pet player, Baker, but my younger pet, because I deemed Baker my first pet. Joe Burrow came a couple years after. But I don't have the Bengals winning the division this year. It's just hard. The way that they won last year just seems a little difficult for me to like sort of say, oh, the Bengals are going to be able to replicate exactly what they did last year. I think the Bengals are going to be good. Don't get me wrong. I don't know if that came off like I think they're going to be bad. But the division order I have, I think the Ravens are going to repeat. But they're going to win the division. They won the year before. I think that the Ravens, if they just stay healthy, they're a very, very good team. And I've been harsh on Lamar. I am harsh on Lamar. I don't think Lamar is that top tier quarterback, but I think you can win with Lamar. I think the way that John Harbaugh has able to sort of construct the team around Lamar Jackson is something that's a lot of coaches are going to start to do with these young quarterbacks, sort of build your entire offense. Instead of finding a quarterback for your offense, you build your offense around the skill set of your quarterback. I think that's important. And I think they're sort of leading the way into like the future of the league in that sense. So I have the Ravens first. I have the Bengals finishing second. I have the Steelers finishing third, even though I think the Steelers are going to be I don't know. Everyone stays on that, that, oh, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season. Yeah. That's got to give soon. And then I have the Browns finishing last. It's going to be a tough, tough stretch of 11 games without their starting quarterback. But let's see. Let's see yours, Pac.
Honestly, it's not that interesting because it's pretty much, it is the exact same as you have. I do have the Ravens winning.
Oh, wow.
I think they got a little bit unlucky last year. Bengals coming up in second place. The Bengals swept the Ravens last year. I think that's going to be hard
exactly.
to replicate.
Exactly. It's just hard to replicate.
So, and then the Steelers third. I think it was you I was saying this too. If Mike Tomlin had just one losing season in his career, everyone would predict the Steelers to win five games this year.
100%.
Pickett's looked great in preseason, but I don't think they're going to start Trubisky week one. We'll see how that goes. They just don't have the firepower to compete in such a strong division. And then the Browns, 11 games, like you said, without Deshaun is going to be too tough. So AFC South, you're up.
This is it's a weird division for me because I have a team in this division that, I mean, people might call me crazy for even saying that I believe that there's a chance that they could be in contention for the division. But just because I don't see that ceiling, when I look at the AFC South, I don't see that team. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. That team's going to run away with the division. I don't see it at least. And so I'm going to say the Colts just for the sake of right now. I do think the Colts on paper just have the edge. And especially with, I'm not saying Matt Ryan's fantastic. I think he's on the back end of his career. He's not what he once was, but he's an upgrade over Carson Wentz was last year. They are a game away from the playoffs with Wentz last year. They have Jonathan Taylor. They have a pretty solid defense. Their offensive line's very good. I think the Colts are going to finish first. And the team that I think is going to just be there, I don't know if they'll make it, but they'll be contention, is the Jaguars. I really do think the Jaguars are going to be better than a lot of people think. If Trevor Lawrence, who I think is a fantastic quarterback, we're a year removed from calling this guy one of the best.
Yeah, generational.
Right?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's funny how fast people sort of abandon that ship when it comes to Trevor Lawrence. We were literally calling this guy the best quarterback prospect since Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck just a year ago this time, right? So I think the Jaguars are actually going to compete for that division title. I don't know if they're going to win it yet. I would love to see it as well. As a fan and just that team in general, I love what they did this offseason with Doug Peterson, and I love the direction the team's going. And then I have the Titans finishing third and the Texans finishing fourth. And the Texans are an interesting team because I do like the direction that they're going. I think Davis Mills is a starting quarterback in this league, and I think he's going to get better. I just don't think they're ready yet, right?
Yeah, I guess I'll sort of touch on what you said. I love Davis Mills. I think he's super underrated. He had if he was a first-round pick and if he had more hype going into the NFL, there would have been a lot more attention on last year, and people would have been praising what he did, but everyone just sees him already as a bridge guy, which I think is unfair, and he's working with not a lot there in Houston. That being said, I do have Houston coming in last. They just don't have the firepower that these other teams do. I like what you said about the Jaguars. I think it might take one more year. The Titans, Mike Vrabel, say what you want. No matter what, whenever we count the Titans out, they always seem to perform. They were the number one seed in the AFC last year. Somehow, they did it. So, I like them to finish above the Jaguars in second. And the Colts, I guess I'm sort of just trusting, Matt Ryan's veteran savvy in this division where it seems kind of wide open. If there's a surprise, it's going to happen in the AFC South. I do think that this year. If there's going to be a big, a team that sort of, like the Bengals last year, go from worst to first, I think the AFC South is the division for that to happen in.
I can see that. And that's why I struggle so much with this prediction. And I sort of just picked the Colts just because, the Colts just feel like it's a boring pick, but it's so hard to predict that sometimes you just lean to the boring selection, right?
Yeah. All right. So, we had differing orders for the AFC South, AFC North the same. AFC East, my Dolphins. Do either of us pick the Dolphins to win the division to dethrone the supposedly best team in the NFL, Buffalo Bills?
I don't. I hesitated. I know we talked before the show. I think the Bills, before I say this, I'm not saying that the Bills are, they're still a contending team. I'll say this. But I think the Bills have become a little bit overrated by the general public. I think that look, I'll put it this way. If the Dolphins finish first, I will not be surprised. Or if the Bills win 10 games and win the division, I also wouldn't be surprised, right? I think they're going to take a step back. I do really believe that the Bills' best chance to win the Super Bowl was last year. And, right, the NFL, not for long. So you never know, right? And the direction that the team's going in, it just feels like maybe last year was their sort of peak. Look, they could go for a run. If you get hot at the right time, you still go on a run. I think the Bills are still like one of the 8 or 9 teams, if that. I think that's maybe overshooting, that could still win the Super Bowl this year. I just think they're going to take a slight step back from last year. With that being said, I have the Bills, the Dolphins, then I have the Patriots and the Jets. I wanted to flip-flop the Patriots and the Jets there just because, but I don't know, it just goes back to Bill Belichick. I don't know if, I'm just not ready to say the Patriots are going to finish dead last. Even though I do like the Jets, I like the direction that they're going in, I just still think, much like a few other teams that we mentioned, they're still a little ways away.
I got to say, and I don't want to come across as a biased Dolphins fan, but I really share that opinion on the Bills. And this dates back to last season, and even maybe the year before that. Yes, they've quote-unquote owned this division for the last 2 years, but it really hasn't been... There hasn't been as big of a gap as a lot of people perceive there to be.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you know, week 17 it was then, and they played the Dolphins, and if the Dolphins won that game, they would have had a chance to win the division. Last year, they battled back and forth with the Patriots all season long. There was a point in the season where everyone thought the Patriots were the favorite to win that division.
I was on this podcast, and I said the Patriots are going to win the division.
And it was close. They had that game late, and the Bills obviously won, and they did win in convincing fashion to their credit, but the gap has not been as huge as people have, you know. If you just ask the average football fan, they think, oh, the Bills have killed everyone in that division the past couple of years. It hasn't been close. Patriots beat the Bills on that prime. I know that was, you know, crazy weather conditions.
That was at that game.
The point is, the Bills, I think they're a great team. I'd put them in the top three teams in the AFC for sure. No-brainer. But there's not a gap between those teams. I like so many people just think it's the Bills and then everyone else. I don't really think that's the case. This season, they had a tough time running the ball last year. Everyone's really holding on to those two playoff games.
Yes, exactly.
Josh Allen played out of his mind in those two games, and it's important to play your best games in the biggest moments, and he did that. So phenomenal. I think the Bills are Super Bowl contenders this year for sure.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's necessarily they're going to run away with this division. Week three, we're going to see if the Dolphins can compete with the big boys. Week one and two, they have some tough games, but that week three matchup against the Bills is going to be very, very telling. I think it's going to be really close. I think it's going to come down to probably one game to split those two teams at top of the division. And then behind, I have the Jets actually written down in third. And I don't know. I was thinking about switching that, especially now that Zach Wilson could miss a little bit of time. But I don't know. I think the Patriots, everything I'm reading coming out of camp is just so concerning, especially with their offense. They're not a team. It's so different from a year ago where they were a team that it was a perfect situation for rookie quarterback. Doesn't feel like that anymore.
Yeah. I think the training camp reports about how Matt Patricia, I just don't get how Matt Patricia, a defensive coach coming in and running an offense. I don't know. It just seems really, really weird. It almost feels like, I don't know if it's a theory, or I don't know if this is proven. Patriots fans, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sort of feels like Matt Patricia is like just a front to take the blame for if their offense is bad, the blame will go to Matt Patricia. But if the offense is good, you'll start saying, oh, it's really just Bill sort of doing it. And Matt Patricia's just like the guy there, right? I don't know. That's how at least I see it. I think it's sort of just a puppet and Bill is actually the one that's controlling the offense, but Matt Patricia's there just to take the fall if the plan doesn't work, right? And it could very well not work, right? And I mean, look, people are going to blame Mac Jones, but who's his receiver one?
Devontae Parker, who is the worst wide receiver. Hits him and Kenny Golladay at separating from defensive backs. He's a complete jump ball receiver, and even took Tua, who's very accurate, and I'll put Mac Jones in that class with Tua in terms of very accurate quarterbacks. Took him a good year to find chemistry because those throws are very difficult. When a receiver's not separating, especially for a young guy, it's hard to trust him, and you have to put the ball pretty much in the perfect spot where he can turn and gain an advantage on the defensive back. It's going to be hard for them to run that offense.
Yeah, I agree. And so I think that I could see the sort of the Patriots falling to fourth, last place in the division. That's why I said I want to flip-flop them. But I'm just trusting the fact that Bill Belichick will find a way to get this team, even if they're just slightly below average. Who knows? I wouldn't be surprised. I also wouldn't be surprised if they struggle mightily, like I just mentioned. But yeah, they're not really doing much in a game where in today's NFL where you see teams going out and getting guys for these young quarterbacks, like what the Dolphins did, and what the Bengals did with Burrow, and what the Chargers did with Herbert. You're surrounding guys with talent. These young quarterbacks, you need talent around them. The Patriots are really doing the opposite of that, right? They're not really surrounding Mac Jones with too much, and I don't think it's fair to put the blame on him, but look, in the NFL, you blame the quarterback, that's sort of what's going to happen, so look, I think that's fair.
We'll see. They can be, they're, to me, they're a complete wild card. I do still think they're going to be a tough team to play against defensively. We know how Bill Belichick is, especially against younger quarterbacks, and there's so many young quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But I think I'm going to stick them at four. Again, the Jets, it's a toss-up of how they're going to be. I like their offseason. We'll see if they can translate that into more wins in the regular season. Yeah. AFC West, I think this is the best division in the NFL. I'm sure you probably agree with that. You could arrange this in so many ways, and I'd believe you that it's a realistic possibility, but I'm curious to see who you have.
I will say this. I do think when it comes to the AFC West, there's only one team that's not guaranteed, that I can guarantee will not win the division. And I'm going to get slack for this, but it's the Raiders, to be honest. I just don't see, I don't know, all of a sudden people are putting Derek Carr amongst elite quarterbacks. People are saying, oh, Davante Adams is going to drop off. Davante Adams is great, don't get me wrong. He might elevate the game of Derek Carr, but that's not because, look, Derek Carr is a good NFL quarterback. He is on par with Kirk Cousins, and you can win a lot of games with Kirk Cousins, right? Kirk Cousins won divisions multiple times. Look, a lot of people are picking the Vikings to win the division against Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So me saying that Derek Carr is Kirk Cousins isn't a knock on Derek Carr. I just think Derek Carr has become a quarterback that many people think is better than he actually is, right? And it's, look at the teams that are in the division. You got the Chargers, you got Justin Herbert, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got Russell Wilson. All three of those guys are on a tier
above them,
right? It is what it is. Like, and again, this is not a knock on Derek Carr. It's just the fact that the three teams above the Raiders are better. It's just hard. I just don't see any scenario where the Raiders are able to overcome those three teams and finish first in the division. Can the Raiders make the playoffs? Absolutely, they can make the playoffs. But are they able to sort of dethrone? First off, you have to dethrone the Chiefs, and I know they just lost Tyreek Hill, but they're still the Chiefs. Yeah. The Chargers are going to be very, very good, and I know a lot of people people say, oh, the Chargers are a little overhyped. They're not. They're trending in the right direction. Justin Herbert is phenomenal, one of the best young quarterbacks in the whole league. And then you got the Denver Broncos, who, I hate to throw this comparison out, but the last time the Denver Broncos got a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
It was Peyton Manning, yeah.
Right? And so, I don't know. I think in terms of the division structure, I think that there's the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Broncos is a toss-up for those guys winning. Do I think the Raiders can make the playoffs? Yes. I don't think the Raiders are able to dethrone those guys to win this division. So with that being said, I have the Chiefs still staying at the top. I have the Chargers finishing a close second. I could see those flip-flop. I have the Broncos finishing third, and I have the Raiders finishing fourth.
So I actually do have them flip-flopped. I have the Chargers 1, the Chiefs 2. The Chargers are actually my pick to win the Super Bowl this year. I'll say that. I think what I saw with Justin Herbert last year was so, so impressive to me. I think he can take an even bigger jump. I worry about Brandon Staley and just how aggressive he is.
Yes.
But I believe in this team. And they made some great moves on defense to strengthen a unit that was horrible last year. So that was great. I have them winning the division. Chiefs 2, Broncos 3. And I do have the Raiders at 4. I like the Raiders. If they're in the AFC South, I'd probably pick them to win the division.
Yeah, yeah, I would too.
It's hard to win a division when you have the second best quarterback in the division. It's even harder to win the division when you have the third best quarterback. It's probably impossible to win a division when you have the third best quarterback. I've never heard of a team win a division with the worst quarterback in the division.
That's perfect. You could have not said it any better.
And Derek Carr, like if I were to rank quarterbacks 1 to 32, he he'd probably fly in around the 13 to 14 range for me.
And that's above franchise average quarterback right there.
Like, and I love Derek Carr in the sense that there's no quitting this guy. He's had a tough career, started off promising, then he had that leg injury that 1 year, and then it got tough there in Oakland, Vegas, coaching changes, not a lot of help on offense. Finally has a great team. He was great last year, but you're going up against three top eight quarterbacks. Like, it is a monumental task.
Exactly. And like I mentioned before, I know it might come off a little harsh, but it just is what it is. Like, you couldn't have said it any better. I don't remember a team winning the division with the fourth best quarterback, in especially in today's NFL, where it's like a quarterback-driven league. I just don't see it with the Raiders. I think are they a playoff team? If they were in any of the, like you mentioned, if they were in the South, I'm picking them to win by a mile, like multiple games.
The team that usually wins the division is at minimum 4-2 in their divisional games, usually 5-1.
5-1.
For them to even go 4-2, they have to sweep one of these teams.
Exactly. And I just don't see it happening. I just don't see it happening. I'll go as far to say that I know a line and whatever, lines don't mean nothing, but like if they were playing in a neutral field right now, the Chiefs are being favored by 4 points. The Chargers would be favored by 2.5, 3 points. And the Broncos would probably be favored by a point or a bit.
Yeah.
Right? So they're technically underdogs against, you're asking an underdog to go and sweep one of those teams and try and, if they play those teams 6 times total, 5-1, 4-2 at worst. I just don't see it happening, right? I don't see it happening.
All right, the NFC North, similar to the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill, the winners last year, the Green Bay Packers, lost Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers had interesting quotes in preseason about, some of his receivers not running the right routes, dropping the balls. Are you concerned that the Packers' reign in the North may come to an end this year?
No, I actually think, I know I've said it multiple times in the podcast in the past when we were talking about Devontae Adams' trade. I think that Aaron Rodgers is actually going to have a statistically better season, but from an efficiency standpoint, I do think Aaron Rodgers is going to be better without Devontae Adams, right? It's going to just, we're talking Aaron Rodgers here. He's got one of the, if not the best processing speed in the entire NFL. The guy just sees the field on a different level than 99% of quarterbacks that play the game. So I think now that he's got more guys, he doesn't have to. When you have a guy like Devontae Adams, your tendency is to just snap, you're looking at him, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes when the game's on the line, like we saw in the playoffs, you're going to go to that guy just because it's Devontae Adams. I now think that now Aaron Rodgers has a sort of arsenal of receivers that don't really stick out on paper. Like, there's not a guy that you look, oh, that guy's the wide receiver one, that guy's a stud, top 15 receiver, top 10 receiver, whatever it is. With that being said, I do think that the Vikings have what it takes to dethrone the Packers, right? I think, and I know that's a popular pick this year based off of the general consensus in the general public, even people in the media. I do see a lot of people throwing around the fact that the Vikings are going to win the division this year. I don't know if I can go around and after claiming that the Aaron Rodgers is going to have from an efficiency standpoint, have that great of a year. Look, the team won 13 games last year, right? And I don't know, whatever. You want to give a game or two an advantage for Devontae Adams? Sure. 11 wins. I still think 11 wins come in a division.
Probably, right? Especially right? You got to hope that, Pox Lions are a little bit more competitive and they steal some games here and there. Like, I actually have the Vikings winning, but I do think it's going to be crazy
close. It's going to be tough. I think the Vikings are around a 10-win team.
Yeah.
And I think the Packers are probably a game or two better than that, right? Like, I think they'll sweep the Bears just because Aaron Rodgers and the Bears, they have some weird thing. It's just like he loves playing the Bears, right? He said it himself. I own you, right? So, they got 2 wins there. I don't want to disrespect Pox Lions, but I do think that they're going to have 2 wins there. So that's 4 wins there. Even if they split the Vikings, that's 5, right? So I don't know.
And the Vikings,
the same can be said about the Vikings though,
but they are a team that is more in the past. They were a team like last year. They lost to the Lions.
Yes.
They're a team that tends to blow games and play down to
Their opponents. Exactly.
But it could be different this year. They have a new coach coming in. It's no secret that Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins didn't really see eye to eye there in Minnesota. So, you know, they made some improvements on the defensive side of the ball. Justin Jefferson is just lauded to have this crazy, crazy season in that Kevin O'Connell system. So I'm going to take them to win. Like I said, it's going to be really close. The key to the Packers for me is that 1-2 punch at running back, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. I think it's the best in the league. And I think if they use Dillon a ton in the running game and then get Jones involved in the passing game, it could be very, very dangerous and super productive and take a lot off Rodgers. So it's going to be a back-and-forth battle between those two teams. I got my Lions in third and then the Bears, who I love Justin Fields.
I just feel so bad for Justin Fields. It's like, I don't think there's a quarterback. I know we touched on Mac Jones, but I don't think there's a quarterback in a worse position than Justin Fields.
Like, I think I'd be at least wide receiver 3 on the Bears. I don't think I run a sub 540.
If you follow VTFL.ca, you would know. I'd be wide receiver 2.
Okay.
Wide receiver 2 on the Bears. Darnell Mooney, you're going to put some respect on my boy. But my division standings are the same. I just flip-flopped the Packers. I saw the Packers as the reigning champs with the Vikings finishing second, and then Lions and Bears.
All right. The NFC South, the division with your Panthers.
My Panthers. Let's hear it. My Panthers. So I got the Bucks finishing first. I just think they're on a tier above. Brady looks like... Side note, did you see that Brady did a press conference yesterday? And his exact quote was, because they were talking about his absence, they were saying how it was like, oh, I'm 45 years old, man. Like, yeah. I got a lot of shit going on, right? So I was looking at him, and just like that, it just was so funny to me that he was saying how, like, he looks, he's like, oh, he alluded that he's getting old, which he is, but he's sitting there and he looks like he's like 30.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Like, it's beyond me that. No disrespect to my father, but if he's watching it, when you were 45 years old, you didn't look like Tom Brady, right? And I'm sure that goes for a lot of 45-year-old people out there, right? Like, it just doesn't, you don't look like Brady when you're 45 years old. So the fact that he's like aging like Benjamin Button, like he's like getting older and he's getting younger, it's so weird. I still think that they're just on a tier above the other division, the other people in the division. With that being said, I know I just ranted about the Panthers. I do think there's going to be 3 playoff teams from this division, by the way.
No way.
Yeah,
really?
I do. I think there's going to be 3. And a lot of people are, maybe that's another bold claim too, because a lot of people think this division is going to be kind of whatever. I think the Saints are going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Think the Saints, it sounds like Alvin Kamara is not going to be suspended. That's Michael a weapon. Thomas
should be back too,
Michael Thomas is.
Like, Jameis actually has legit weapons.
Yeah.
And the defense
is good.
Awesome last year.
It's so good. The defense is always like so good.
Simeon and Ian Book as their quarterbacks, right? And they're hanging in games.
Right? So I think the Saints and the Panthers are going to be pretty tight. I think they both are capable of winning around 10 games. So I have those. I have the Saints right now on paper ahead of the Panthers. That could change come week one. I think it's a toss-up right there, like, in terms of the flip-flop position. Then I have the Falcons finishing last, just because, you know, the Falcons are a rebuilding team. They're going to give it a go with Mariota. I don't know how that experience will sort of pan out, but I think it's fair to assume that the Falcons are the worst team in this division. So I have the Buccaneers, the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons.
I actually have the exact same order as you. If we were to do straight record predictions, I don't think I'd be quite as high on the Panthers, especially. Even though I think they have some promise, but I just think it's going to be tough. I like the Saints. I've always been a huge Jameis guy. Yeah. I think he's entertaining.
My passion.
You know, being away from the game, I always thought my passion was football, but then being away from the game, I realized my passion was playing football. That's one of the greatest Jameis quotes of all time. I'm rooting for the guy. I'm worried about how they'll be without Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Because I think that was a big cog in their system. We'll see. But definitely a division that, you know, you said a lot of people think this is a weaker division. I sort of did feel like that. I think the Falcons might be the worst team in the NFL.
Could be. They're in the running for the first overall pick for sure.
I think they'll at least be entertaining with Mariota, because he does have a little bit of flair to
him. Yeah, Kyle Pitts too, Drake London.
Yeah.
AJ so we'll Terrell.
See. But we have the exact same standings. The East, your Cowboys.
My Cowboys might be the most disrespected team in the league right now.
I don't think they're really being disrespected.
I saw a clip on Twitter. I know it was from an Eagles podcast, but I had to laugh. I was laughing.
It's from an Eagles podcast.
I know, but they were so. Look, I'm not going to go here and say the Eagles are going to finish 6-11.
Oh, that's what they said about the
Cowboys. Yeah, they said the Cowboys are going to win six games. It's a guy.
Yeah, that's bad.
You kidding me? So we just won six games in our division last year. Six games. It wasn't even close, too. It wasn't even close. I don't know. I still think the Cowboys, even with all their downgrades, I still do think that the Cowboys are the best team in this division. And I'm not really sure it's close either. Maybe they drop a game against the Eagles this year and they go 5-1. I don't see them losing against the Commanders. That's going to take a while to get used to. The Giants, I don't think they're going to lose a game to them. And I really do think that they just are better than the Eagles. And that's not a shot at the Eagles. I just think the Eagles lack at the most important position in the league. And I've said it multiple times on this podcast before. Jalen Hurts, great guy. In terms of a franchise off the field quarterback, there's better to none than Jalen Hurts. Except on the field, I just think that he's an upgradable quarterback, right? Like if there's a chance presents itself that a quarterback that it becomes available, and they did it this offseason. They were in the Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They were in every quarterback that became available this season, even dating back to last year, was Zach Wilson. They wanted to draft Zach Wilson, right? And I think the Eagles know that too. But they surrounded him with talent, AJ Brown. There's extreme question marks about his health, but when he's on the field, he's one of the best receivers in the league.
Devontae Smith. Forgetting about Devontae Smith too. No one really talks about him.
I know.
He had a good rookie season. Very good. He was a Heisman winner.
He's a very good. He could be a very good receiver. Absolutely, he could be a one. He could be a one anywhere else. Miles Sanders, good running back. Offensive line's good. Defense is good. Like I said, it's a quarterback driven league, and I just think that they're just a tier, probably two tiers below what you sort of need to be a championship caliber team. With that being said, I have the Cowboys. I have the Eagles finishing second. I have the Commanders finishing third, and I have the Giants finishing fourth.
It's two in a row that we actually have the exact same order. I think the Eagles are a more complete team than the Cowboys, and I don't know if you would agree with me on that. But
like, yeah, 100%.
They don't really have a lot of holes, the Eagles, if you look at it.
Well, but their only hole is that quarterback, I think.
Yeah, and I kind of like Jalen Hurts, like you said. He's good a great guy. Dude. Like, I root for him. He's young. I still think there's time for him to improve, but what I saw when they went up against the Bucs in the playoffs last year, and it kind of just felt like, really? Like, this is a playoff game? If you look at the teams that the Eagles beat last year, I don't think they ever beat a team with a record above 500. They had, you know, they beat up on the Giants, Commanders. They played the Jets down the stretch, and it's just like, okay. It wasn't really that impressive. That being said, again, they have a couple young pieces that are nice. Like, I think they'll get better. I think the gap has closed in this division. It's not really the NFC least anymore. Like, I think the Eagles are a good team. I think the Cowboys are a good team still. But I'm not taking Jalen Hurts to go toe-to-toe with Dak, a guy who's proven to be able to be in these games where he throws 450 yards and, you know, four touchdowns. And it's just a high-powered offense. I think CeeDee Lamb this year is just going to explode. Say what you want about Zeke. Still a good running back. And I think Tony Pollard's going to get a ton of touches this year. A ton.
And those touches are going to come as a receiver. If you're in PPR drafts, I'm telling you right now, don't be afraid to even draft both those running backs, Zeke and Pollard, because Pollard's going to play as like a flex back out of the slot a lot. He's going to touch the ball in the receiving game like a madman. He's a special player. And I know people want, there's some weird like hatred with, I guess it comes with the Cowboys, but there's some weird like anti-Zeke guys that like, yeah. Oh, Tony Pollard is going to be the running back one there this year. Like, guys, they exist together. I don't know what people
that play fantasy, I always say, I love fantasy football. Love it. Fantasy football has so ruined the people's understanding of like the sport in general. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like this whole concept of like the running back one, like there's so many teams where it's just like, how about we just, you know, spread the ball around?
And
make sure that these guys aren't huffing and puffing when they touch the ball, and they've got some legs, and they're not going to get hurt. Like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I like the Cowboys to win. Commanders, not sold on Wentz. Defense is pretty good, but
I think they're just like the Commanders. Sort of just went like they just moved laterally.
Yeah, right? In terms of
like they're going to be the same sort of team. Maybe they win an extra game, just because Wentz is technically better than what they had last year at quarterback, but I don't know. Is he really? Yeah, it just maybe is a name at this point. I honestly believe that if Wentz wasn't drafted second overall, he wouldn't be in the league right now.
Probably not. But right? At the same time, like, he was sort of drafted at the time, drafted second overall for a reason. He had some good moments in Philly.
Oh, yeah. He was an MVP 1 year. Well, if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, honestly, there was a time where if you asked me, I would tell you I want to start my NFL organization with Carson Wentz. And it's just crazy how his career sort of trended in the wrong direction.
It started low that second year, boom, and then it just went right away.
And the Giants, I don't even want to talk about the Giants. It's just like, I think Daniel Jones's days are numbered there. What I've read about them in camp sounds like an absolute disaster.
Even though I
like their draft, but
they have some entertaining receivers. I will say that they have Tony, Wandale Robinson, who's going to be very electric. Those two guys are going to be very good.
You know what? I'm actually kind of decently optimistic for a Saquon bounce back this year as well.
Yeah, I would like to see it because he was such an exciting, like, Saquon didn't deserve to be drafted to the Giants second overall. Let's be real here. Like, in a perfect world, if Dave Gettleman's not the GM, he probably falls to maybe, like, let's say 5 or 6.
Yeah, which is still pretty damn high for
It's high for a running back, but at least, like, he's in a better position where he's not going to, like... Like, the Giants, like, just fed him the ball, like, in the rookie season. Like, they really didn't... Like, they had Eli there, so, like, they were just like, oh, we're drafting this guy because we don't want Eli Manning to throw.
I always said this about Saquon. Like, the Giants are drafting a guy that, by the time the rest of their team... Because it was so clear that they needed to rebuild soon. By the time the rest of their team is good, he's going to be, like, in his 6th, 7th season. And so, he doesn't really have a lot left.
Exactly, right? And it was just a terrible situation for such a talented running back. I hate to, like, say that his career was ruined before it even started, but, like, it felt like I was like, oh, like, are you serious? Like, he's got to go to the Giants? Like, he's got to go to this team? Like, you just mentioned, like, he's going to a team that's rebuilding when running back is a luxury position. Right? You look at the Cowboys, and the Cowboys drafted Zeke 4th. That's crazy high, but at least, like, the Cowboys were drafting 4th because Romo got hurt that year, right? And they had Matt Castle, they had whatever it is. And the Cowboys also were so super close to drafting Jalen Ramsey too, right? And it's a luxury position. If your team is good, you'll go get a running back. But like a used car, you don't want to go and spend all that money on a car because you know in 4 years it's sort of gonna it's luxury, right? If you can afford it, you go get it. But
we got the last and certainly not least, because I call this division the NFC best. It's the AFC best and the NFC best. This division was so highly touted last year. There's some even more intrigue this year with Trey Lance starting at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm really interested to hear what your order is looking like.
So, obviously, I got the Rams finishing first. I just think they're on a tier above, even though I don't know. Maybe I'm in the a minority here, but I'm a little bit concerned with the whole Stafford elbow stuff.
Yeah, I think that's a fair...
Right? It's a little... It's a little concerning. I'm not going to look too much into it, but the fact that McVay has publicly said, oh, they're going to monitor it throughout the season, I don't know, just raises a little bit of eyebrows, but I'm not going to sort of... Oh, the Rams are not going to win the division because Stafford's elbow is not the same. I'm not going to go that extent, but it will be something that I'm going to sort of monitor throughout the season. As the season goes on and it starts to take shape. So I have the Rams finishing first. I don't see one of the teams, in my opinion, one of the hardest teams to predict this year is the 49ers. They're such a hard team to sort of grasp. And I know I didn't, I say I don't watch preseason, but I have been watching somewhat. And I want to focus my attention on the 49ers because I want to see Trey Lance. He's so young and raw that I don't know what they're going to, and you're seeing it. You're really seeing it in the preseason. Like, he went 11 for 16, 0 touchdowns. He's making throws. Yeah, he's showing his qualities, but he's getting into the red zone and the scoring areas, and he's just not, and this is against backups, right? Like, I know he's playing, not necessarily playing with his Deebo Samuel and stuff, but I don't know. I think there's going to be growing pains there. That's why I don't even have the 49ers finishing second in this division. I have the Cardinals. I just think the Cardinals are a good team, right? I know people like to give them slack about Kyler Murray, the whole video game stuff. I think the Cardinals are a good team. They don't have Hopkins for six games, which is going to sting a bit. They just got Marquise Brown, who is okay. I don't know if he's worth a first-round pick, but I have the Rams at the Cardinals finishing second, I have the 49ers finishing third, and the Seahawks basically came out and said that they are tanking by naming Geno Smith their quarterback, so I'm going to say that the Seahawks are the worst team in the whole entire NFL.
You got to show a little bit more love to Geno than that.
Nah,
no, you can't. I'm just kidding. this is an interesting division, and I think, rightfully so, you got to spend the most time on the 49ers when you talk about them. For whatever reason, and maybe I'm just being a little bit too optimistic, but when I see Trey Lance and I see 49ers inserting him into this Kyle Shanahan system with the weapons that they have and the run game and the defense and the O-line, everything that Shanahan does well, I just think that it's a recipe for success. And maybe there's a bit of a learning curve. I mean, maybe like, you know, first couple weeks, there's a bit of a learning curve. But when you look at how talented this guy is and all the intangibles that he possesses, maybe the accuracy could be a little bit better. But that big arm and that mobility and that athleticism, I think Trey Lance is going to be a superstar in this 49ers offense. And I'm so, so excited to see them. So I do still have the Rams at one just because of pedigree, the Super Bowl champions. But again, it is going to be a bit of a battle. And the 49ers actually have had their way with the Rams. I know that playoff game to put the Rams to the Super Bowl, the Rams got the best of them. But in the regular season, the 49ers, you know, they beat down the Rams pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm going
to
take...
And hey, the 49ers were, I mean to cut you off, but the 49ers were I don't want to call it a punt because it wasn't a punt, but you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
that interception that I think was...
From going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, like if he gets that, it's practically game over, and that gave the Rams a lot of life. But I'm going to go Rams, 49ers, Cardinals, and Seahawks.
And like I said, I'm not gonna hate you for that. I just don't... For me, it's so hard to get a grasp on the 49ers this year. I don't know. So we got AFC, NFC. Our predictions, our standing predictions are wrapped up here. But now let's list the playoff teams. So we'll start in the AFC. I'll go first. We got the seven that I have are the Ravens and the Bengals. I got the Colts. I got the Bills and the Dolphins. And then I got the Chiefs and the Chargers. So I have the Broncos missing out just barely. It's honestly, like, I know everyone says, like, oh, the AFC is so tough. It, like, this is the hardest I've ever seen a conference, at least in the last, like, 5 years, I want to say. And it's so off. It's like usually the NFC is the more superior conference, right?
Yeah. Like the whole time I've grown up, it's always been the NFC.
Right? Like the AFC, I can see the Broncos. I can see the Raiders making the playoffs, even though I just sort of went on a rant just about 20 minutes ago. But like there's going to be about two or three teams that miss the playoffs in the AFC that would be a playoff team any other year, right?
Yeah. And ours are very, very similar. I have the Ravens, the Colts, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. So I have three coming from
the Bengals?
No Bengals. And I really struggled with this one. And I'm starting to think, like, maybe these AFC West teams will just all beat up on each other, and that'll help the Bengals.
That's just a possibility, too.
Yeah. They're a really, really good team. I do think that there may be a bit of a drop-off, or they might not meet the expectations. Like, if you look at a lot of their points came from these big plays to Jamar Chase. I don't know. We'll see.
It's just, like we both mentioned before, the Bengals are such, like the way that they, it just feels not, like it feels like it's not sustainable to win like they did last year, right?
Yeah, they just had so many, like, even if we look at their defense played phenomenal down the stretch. But just everything from how they assembled their team to the players that were sort of raising their game and who they were winning with. I don't know, maybe they're just so under the radar that I'm thinking that they almost like overachieved, but they did. They overachieved last year. So we'll see if they can keep that going this year. Joe Burrow's, if there's anyone to get it done, it's Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
but I just think it's so tight, and I have to have my Dolphins in, of course. So I'm going to, I have the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight you on that. The NFC. So I got the Packers and the Vikings. We got the Buccaneers, the Saints, and the Panthers. I got three from that division. I got the Cowboys, and then I got the Rams.
Yeah, and that's, again, I could see that happening. I have the Vikings, the Packers from the north, just the Bucks from the south, so very different from you. The Cowboys and the Eagles, and then the Rams and the 49ers from the west. For me, the biggest omission is the Cardinals, and I don't think you have them either.
No, I don't have the Cardinals. It just feels like
it's going to be tough without
it's going to be tough without the first six games. Those are going to be especially, you know what I mean? It's when you have a receiver that's so dependent, like when you have Johnny Hopkins, it's like your security blanket, right? Like, and you watch Kyler Murray go, like he's looking at Hopkins majority of the time, right? And just based off of future past trends, it just feels like the Cardinals they're a good team, but I just don't know if they're a playoff team necessarily, right?
Yeah. All right, so those are our complete predictions for this season in terms of who's winning divisions, who's making the playoffs, how the divisions are going to fall. I think this will be a fun thing to look back on.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully we don't embarrass ourselves too much today, but hey, it's the NFL. You never know what to expect. Last season was crazy with all the upsets at times and teams coming out of nowhere. So hopefully we get some intrigue like that this year, and it's a fun one. And I wouldn't mind. I won't be mad if I'm wrong.
No, for a lot of things. Hey, look, if anyone knows me, there's a good chance that I'm going to be abandoning a few takes.
Yeah, you're going to abandon that Panthers take fast.
No. Panthers, I'm ride or die with Baker. No chance. But maybe a few other takes. The Raiders take, I'm keeping. But, man, I have so many takes that I honestly forget half the things I say, right? But we also got to talk about the awards. We'll spitball these. Because, again, this is also it's crazy hard to predict.
Oh, this is pretty much
this next is involved. This is right.
I actually looked back at our award picks from last year on Instagram.
Did anyone get anything right?
I don't think so. Yeah. Maybe one right. Maybe you got like Micah Parsons, Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Interesting, because I criticized that pick hard.
Or maybe that was me who picked. I don't even remember. I think I had Brian Flores to win Coach of the Year, and he actually ended up getting fired. So
yeah, you did. Right.
Hopefully, I can have a better pick this year. But yeah, we'll go through ours quickly just to wrap up the show today. Do you want to just go back and forth?
Yeah, back and forth.
All right, the most valuable player. I usually pick Mahomes for this every single year, but I have someone different this year. I guess I'll go first. I got Justin Herbert. I said I picked the Chargers to win the Super Bowl. I think he's gonna have a big season. He's all the weapons in the world. The Chargers are a great team.
Yeah.
I think if they win the division, why not Herbert for MVP?
Yeah. And you said that you don't want to take Patrick Mahomes this year, so I'll take him for you. I have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I think he's going to show his worth this year. I do think that there was a reason why they decided not to pay Tyreek Hill boatloads of money, because they realized they have one of the best quarterbacks in the game. And when you have one of the best quarterbacks in the game, why spend all that money on a receiver when he can just elevate guys around him? So I think Patrick Mahomes is going to really show his value this year, and going to bring that MVP award home.
Sweet. I'm a big Mahomes guy, so I love that pick. Offensive player of the year, I got Justin Jefferson with the Vikings, who I also picked to win the division. I think he's going to have a big year in that system. We saw what Cooper Kupp did last year. Kevin O'Connell comes to Minnesota. Jefferson gets a ton of targets.
Yeah. I'm actually in a predicament in my dynasty league. I got to pick. I have four guys to decide for. I have Chubb, I have Kamara, who I'm probably not going to pick, but the dilemma comes from Jefferson or Jamar Chase. I don't know which one to
keep. You only take one of them?
I can only take one.
I think I would take Jefferson.
Right? I think I'm leaning towards Jefferson. I have, hopefully my league mates aren't watching this, because I'm sort of putting on a facade that I'm keeping Kamara. So I'm trying to like get people to bid at Kamara so I can get some picks before our draft, which is not until this. It's the Wednesday before the night before. With that being said, my offensive player of the year is going to be Jonathan Taylor. I just think that team is just so, like, they just ride. It feels like the Titans a few years ago, like, they're just going through.
Well, there was a stat that they were 8-0 when he rushes for over 100 yards, and
right?
0-7 when he doesn't at one point in the season last year. So, yeah.
So it feels like they're just going to rush. They're just going to go through him, right? So he feels primed to have another one of those monster seasons. He's still young. He's got a lot of gas left in the tank, so he can handle it. I think this is going to be the year where he really bursts out and sort of wins that silverware.
All right, defensive player of the year. I feel like we have the same one on this one. I have Micah Parsons.
I have Micah Parsons as well.
I think he could have won it last year as a rookie, and I think he'll be even better this year. Aaron Donald is too busy double-fisting Bengals players' helmets at joint practice, and I think he's going to miss out this year. TJ Watt won last year, of course, and he's super deserving too. Such a great player. But we both have Parsons.
Yeah, I think Parsons is a fair pick. It's and the crazy thing is that the Cowboys didn't really use him as sort of that versatile chess defensive piece until like week 6 last year. Yeah. So after week six, he sort of like, he was rising up those ranks. Like he was good. And then everyone's like, holy crap. Like this guy's very good. Right. Yeah. And I think he really emerged in the second half of the season. So a full off season of NFL under his belt. I think he's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger. He's going to get faster. And he's really, really going to take that next step next year. And he is going to emerge himself, if not the best defensive player. And if he's not one of the best, he will be the best defensive player in the entire NFL after next season.
We're on the same page there. Offensive Rookie of the Year. I went really, really deep with a sleeper here. Zamir White of the Las Vegas Raiders. Everything I've read is that they're not really sold on Josh Jacobs as a three-down back. Kenyon Drake's been shown the door. It just seems like there's some opportunity for him to excel. But again, it's a tough offense with Waller, Renfro, Adams. Like there's a lot of the ball to go around, but I think he can have a big year.
I like the future outlook of Zamir White. I don't know if he'll have that big of an impact in his first season, but I'm going to go running back as well, and it's not going to be Breece Hall. It's going to be Kenneth Walker. I think Kenneth Walker is a stud, and I think he's a future, like, if we're talking Jonathan Taylor's number one running back in the league right now, I think Kenneth Walker is going to give it 2-3 years, he's going to be one of those, if not the best running back in the league. I think his skill set is just so perfect for today's NFL. He reminds me of Jonathan Taylor, really. The way he runs, the way he's built, the way he's just an all-around monster. And I think the Seahawks are really, really got to... And you, everyone knows, I hate saying this, but the running backs that are ahead of him have injury concerns. Yeah, like so there's going to be... Right? There's going to be some chances for him to really step up and make an impact as a rookie. And that's why I'm taking Kenneth Walker to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
All right, Defensive Rookie of the Year. I've got the Michigan man from my Lions, Aiden Hutchinson. I saw him sing Billie Jean in front of his team, and it's just like, you can't not pick him. Like, this guy is the real deal. That was such a good performance, so I'm going to take him for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I think Hutchinson's a stud. I'm also going to take a pretty high draft pick in Sauce Gardner. Every indication from reports out of Jets camp is that this guy is just a blanket, and just his persona and even him promising that little kid a lot of ice cream, you know? Right? I don't know if you wanted to give him that promise. It's maybe like a brokenhearted promise, but I think Sauce Gardner is going to have a very good year, and he will eventually be one of the better cornerbacks in the league just because, you know, when you look at a cornerback, like, you want that persona, and he's got everything. He's got the swagger. He's got that sort of attitude that comes with him. So I'm going to take Sauce Gardner.
All right, coach of the year, and hopefully I don't get this guy fired this time around.
Yeah, the kiss of death here, eh?
Yeah, I'm taking a first-year guy, so maybe that'll help change things up. But I got Kevin O'Connell with the Vikings. Picked him to win the division. I picked Jefferson to win offensive player of the year. Why not take O'Connell to win coach of the year? I think if he can show the world that Kirk Cousins is maybe better than we all perceive him to be, put some heat on the Packers. I think he has a real good shot there in Minnesota, and he has a ton of options to work with.
I like that pick. I think that the Vikings are going to surprise some people and really contend, be right there with the Packers. Even though I have the Packers winning, I still think the Vikings are going to be right there. And Jefferson just feels like a prime for like a massive candidate. You're really in on those Vikings, eh?
Honestly, I didn't think I was. Maybe I'm like subconsciously... Should be Pox Vikings. I got two division rivals that I'm raving about all of a sudden. But
and you're a big Rodgers guy too. You might like be Aaron the Pox. You might be Pox NFC North.
I love Justin Fields too, but I also think the Bears are going to win like three games
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, so. You never know, right? You never know. My coach of the year is going to be John Harbaugh. I just think I know I mentioned it earlier in the show. There's no coach that I feel really gets the best out of his team like Harbaugh does. Just the way that they were able to just transform an offense like that around Lamar Jackson and even what they did last year, like with all their injuries.
Yeah, they were still in games. Like they had
they almost beat the Packers. Yeah, right.
With Snoop.
Right. Yeah. they almost beat the Packers. And I just think it's sort of his and the Ravens, assuming that they stay healthy again, which would be horrible if they had the injury bug like they did last year. But yeah, John Harbaugh, my coach of the year. I think the Ravens are going to bounce back strong this year, and be a pretty much contending team. Let's see how they do in the playoffs, but hey, this is not really a playoff award. It's a regular season award, but John Harbaugh to take home the coach of the year.
I like it. And we didn't plan for this, but because I said the Chargers were my pick to win the Super Bowl, I'm going to put you on the spot now, just with a team of predictions. Who's winning the Super Bowl this year?
I will say that the team that wins the Super Bowl will come from the NFC.
Really?
Yes. Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here. I almost want to say that the Buccaneers win the Super Bowl.
I would lose my mind if that happened.
I know you would. Okay, you know what? Just for the sake of you throwing me on the spot here, let's say the Buccaneers are the Super Bowl champions.
I don't like it, but it's a nice, like, it's an interesting pick. I mean,
and a lot of people are like, I know a lot of people aren't really talking about it. I don't know. I'm going to say the Buccaneers right now. You put me on the spot here. Yeah, so
you can change it before kickoff starts. And
no, I don't know if I'll. I don't know if I'll change it. I don't like. I want to retire from saying, "Oh, this team's going to the Super Bowl." I want to pick like a team of like three, not a Super Bowl bubble, but a Super Bowl bubble within the bubble.
So you're like a fence sitter almost. You're not willing to commit to one team.
Yeah,
like,
but I'll commit to a
Chargers
team.
From day one.
I'll commit to a team. Hey, you know what? That's bold. That's bolder than my claim because the Chargers didn't even make the playoffs last year.
I know. And I'm still worried about that coach. I think he's playing Madden.
Remember that Chargers game when people thought they were playing for the tie?
That was the greatest moment of my life. I remember we did a podcast the next morning too, right away. It was crazy.
Yeah, that was good. That was a Monday nighter, right?
Sunday night. It was the last game. Night. They don't do Monday nights last week.
Oh, that's right.
The Sunday night.
Yeah, it was a flex game.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. That's going to do it for today's show.
Season 2 is here.
It was a fun one today. If you stuck with us to the end, we appreciate it. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment down below your division order. We'd love to hear that. And we'll see you next time, guys.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.